Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8 and 9. I like what Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthian church. He says, "We are pressured in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed." Hallelujah. I like that. Right? The other translation says, "We don't know why things happen as they do, but we don't give up and quit." My dear brothers and sisters, the enemy can attack you anytime, anywhere. And if you want to defeat him, there are few tried and true biblical principles you need to follow. Number one is guard your mind. You will never be defeated as long as you are victorious in your mind. That's the birthplace of everything you do. Satan knows that, and he will try to get your thoughts so scattered, you won't be able to concentrate on what's important. Don't let him do it. Get back into focus. And remember what Prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 26, verse 3. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Amen. Secondly, love people, but trust God. Live by the word. The Bible says in Psalm 118:8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." When the devil wants to hurt you, he will often use a person to do it. Your enemy is anyone who attempts to thwart the will of God in your life. So identify such people and avoid them. God never commanded us to trust people. He commanded us to love people. If you see the whole Bible, right? He says, trust God, trust God. And he has commanded us to love people, right? And trust him. That's where our secret lies. So understand the difference, for your victory depends on it. Thirdly, never ever give up, right? Jesus said, in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Your dreams and goals are worth any fight, any price, and any waiting period. Your faith is what defeats Satan. Remember Joseph, the beautiful story of Joseph. Every day of adversity was just another stepping stone towards the throne. So keep walking and keep believing, for there is victory ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies, that every day you encourage us, every day you speak to our hearts, every day, Lord, you impart faith into our minds and into our heart. And Lord, we want to say thank you. Abba Father, we know that we are on the victory side. And the victor and the champion and the captain of our faith is Jesus, who never fails. And Lord, I thank you for that blessed assurance that we have in our spirit that our Christ never fails. He has never lost a battle. He never loses a war. And I thank you for that. And I give you the praise. I pray the Lord, you will give us that strength, the courage, the boldness of the Holy Spirit to stand firm and to stand still in our faith and to contend for our faith. And that we will, O Lord, be overcomers and victorious people of God. This morning, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. I pray the Lord, you will bless them, you will be with them, you will uphold them with your righteous hand, you will keep them from the enemy. You will preserve and protect them and provide for them and prosper them, because they are your heritage. I pray for the ones amongst us, those who are struggling with their health conditions. Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command it to get out and enter into that body or mind again, no more. Lord, we thank you for by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we vow to give you all glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.